My humble contribution. Homework tonight. Package and marking. Disassembly. And with both hands, just gently break it in half. The main thing is not to damage your hands, eyes, body, as well as the lamp body and the ceiling. Remove Pimpachka. With a blunt knife, gently move the base in a circle, cut off white snot with a thin but strong screwdriver. Push the disc out with LEDs. Excellent result. Connect external power. We solder the contacts of the TP. Next are two options. Save a backup and be able to roll back, or just flash, create and save a flash memory backup. You need a programmer, SPI memory. For example, inexpensive CH341A. 1. Press CEN in GND, execute script, and release CEN. Wait 15701 in log repit in error, ID 0000. 2. Press detect, chip select EN25Q16. 3. Press read IC, wait currently selected, EN25QH16, 3.3 volts, 16 MIBITS, 2 megabytes, RGBS. Current programmer, CH341, black 21-1922. Reading memory, success execution time, 000-17.072. CRC32 is XXXXX. 4. Press file and save. Great, you can always return to this state if you do not break the board. Firmware through any UART port available, with 3.3 volts levels, for example. We transfer the programmer CH341A to serial mode. Remove the jumper, or any other, which is available. Run the program for the firmware. Download the program and the latest firmware. Specify your file with the program and your COM port. Next, we connect to the access point. Go to the address 192.168.4.1 and make settings. The main ones related to the lamp and the chip. Configure module. P24, BP1658 CJ DAT. P26, BP1658 CJ Click. Configure general set flag 4. Restore on power and flag 12. Change startup command text, BP1658 CJ map. 2104, 3 setting up MQTT. IP, topic, username, password. Home assistant, configuration. Good luck. P.S. Huge thanks to BT Simon and Refer for their help. P.S.S. Russian version, and sorry for bad English.